where were the dogs? True, they were not used to anything coming in the back door of the valley, but it was strange. Johnny rode on toward the courthouse below them. Angus made another test ahead of them. There was no reaction. An old hound came out of a ruin and looked at them with half-blind eyes. It came forward cautiously, belly deep in the snow. It approached Johnny, sniffing hard, wisps of vapor rising from its nose. Then it began to wag its tail, coming closer, wagging harder and harder until the tail was almost whipping the dog's face as he doubled on himself with greeting. The hound began to yelp with welcome. Three or four more dogs sounded down in the village center. Johnny dismounted to pat the hound. It was Panther, one of his family's dogs. He walked on, leading the horse, the dog rheumatically trying to cavort about him. A gaunt-eyed child peered at them from the corner of a building and then ran off, stumbling and falling in the snow. Johnny stopped at the courthouse and looked in. The door was off its hinges and the place was empty and cold. Snow had drifted well into the main room. He came out and surveyed the scene of the quiet, ruined village. He saw smoke coming from the roof of his family's house and walked over to it. He knocked. There were sounds within, and then the door cracked open. It was his Aunt Ellen. She just stood there, staring through the slit. Then...
Johnny?
And then...
But... you're dead, Johnny.
She opened the door wide and stood there, crying. After a little, she wiped her eyes with a doe-skin apron.
Come in, Johnny. I kept your room, but we gave your things to the young men. Come in. The cold is getting in the house.
Is there illness in the village?
Said Johnny, thinking of his companions.
Oh, no, nothing unusual. There was a deer seen on the hills, and the men are all up there trailing it. There's not too much food, Johnny. Not since you went away.
Then she realized it sounded like an accusation.
I mean...
She was crying again. Johnny felt a tug at his heartstrings. She was growing old before her time. She was gaunt, her face bones showing too plainly. Johnny brought in Angus and the parson, and they warmed themselves at the fire. Aunt Ellen had never seen a stranger before in her life, and she was a little frightened. But she acknowledged the introductions and then busied herself getting them some hot soup made from boiled bones, and they said it was very good. She stopped flashing questioning glances at Johnny and was pleased with them.
Chrissy found you?
She finally ventured to ask.
Chrissy is alive. So is Patty.
No alarm. Don't alarm them.
I'm so glad. I was so worried. But she would ride off. Your horse eventually came back. You know.
She started to cry again, and then came over and gave Johnny a violent hug. She went off to prepare beds for them in case they spent the night. Johnny went out and found the small child who had spotted them and sent him up the hill to recall the party that had been after the deer.